My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. Hopefully everybody's Tuesday is off to a great start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good over here, Andy Bunker. It is, like you said, it's a folly Tuesday. Finally had to break out some pants, and I'm miserable right now. Let me pull up my sweatpants like LL Cool J so they can feel like shop pants, man.
Meanwhile, I'm over here in flannel.
I ain't ready.
The happiest guy in the whole city.
I ain't ready yet for all this.
I know. You guys, Bo and Randy, I know you guys love the heat.
I ain't ready for this.
Let me shine, all right?
Yeah.
I got to sweat through the summer, all summer with you guys. This is my time of year, man.
Yeah, I ain't ready for all this, man.
Flannels are out, baby.
Like, you had to go, like, untuck them?
Nah, they're in there.
They're
just
in
waiting.
There? Okay, there's waiting.
I mean, it's August 2nd, and they're just looking at me like, are we ready? Like, I'm ready.
Yeah, man.
But it's 97 degrees outside.
But yeah, man. Like you said, it's a funny sports morning so far. Jared, I'm broke. Don't know. The big trade, I think, that everybody saw coming out of a Monday Night Football game that I think could have been a lot better. But it was something you said yesterday. Let the players determine the outcome, which they do, but – damn, how many penalties were you just going to just keep throwing last night?
And that's even worse than what we were talking about yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Obviously, you like to see games end with players making plays, not making mistakes. This wasn't even that. This was referees just throwing flag after flag after flag to the point where, like, I fell asleep. I fell asleep in the second half of that football game last night, and I woke up, and I was like, oh, the Bills won. I guess the Jets are 2-4. So much for their year. Oh, au contraire.
Uh-oh,
I guess
they got Devontae Adams.
They decided to make one last Hail Mary, which was incredible that Aaron Rodgers continues to be successful with those. But they make a trade this morning to get Devontae Adams from the Raiders to the surprise of no one.
Nobody.
Like, I guess if we wanted to, like, rehash it, you want to tell me again that Aaron Rodgers doesn't control everything in that organization?
I mean, because the thing about it is, because
I think he does.
It's different time zones and everything from New York to Vegas. What time that game was about? 11:30 somewhere in that area?
Around here, yeah. So 8:30 over there.
Yeah, and so he's already here. But he's in New York City.
He was actually in the stands last night for the game.
He could have been. I wouldn't doubt that he was. All right,
his Jets stuff.
I wouldn't doubt if he was there. But, yeah, he's already, like, I was on the road at about 9:30 to come over, and I saw Diana, he's in the building. So it was about 9:30 here. So the game was over. Got in the hotel, went straight to the facility, take his physical and all of it.
They got airplanes.
But his thing is, like, they had me feeling better, though.
It's amazing what a cross-country flight will do.
It's amazing how that New York chill.
Yeah.
Yeah, and instead of that Vegas desert. heal a hamstring. But yeah, they know when the hell he ain't playing this weekend.
He'll play. He'll play. Probably play great.
He's a great player.
Probably play great.
He's a great player.
I don't know if it's going to solve all the stuff they got going on over there, but I mean, it's going to help. Yeah, that's for sure. Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams have a lot of really good memories together playing in Green Bay.
They do, man.
I don't know if it saves it. I don't know if it fixes it, whatever. It keeps them in the news cycle for sure, because going 2-4, firing their coach, and looking like they looked last night wasn't going to keep them in it.
No.
They didn't look particularly good.
They look better on offense. I think they look better because they let Breece Hall run the ball.
That helped.
They
for
let
sure.
Breece Hall run the
he
football.
Looked healthy.
He
that
looked
helped.
Healthy.
Look
at that damn football.
You take away the Hail Mary, they scored 13 points last night.
Yeah, man.
Tyron
Smith, he looked old, man. I know he's still wearing knee braces on his elbow because that's how big of a man he is. But I mean, he got the holding call on the touchdown. He's been pressured all day. I mean, he's just old, man. Sometimes, you know, it's just like
it happens.
It happens, man.
Everybody
it
gets
happens.
Old.
He's an all the time.
If you're
great.
Lucky, if you're lucky,
he's a
you
Hall
get
of Fame player. But yeah, he looked real old last night. But the Buffalo Bills won. Josh Allen was great. I don't know who this damn undrafted rookie was. He looked like he could walk up on this table, was running through people's faces last night. I mean, Buffalo, they didn't have nothing as far as receiver-wise, but, I mean, you got that dude. And you said it before when we talked about him last year when the whole dig. Said, this dude makes $50-something million a year. I don't care who's the receiver.
Yeah, sorry. You make choices based on salary cap. You make choices based on quarterback that keeps your window open.
It was the window question.
If you're that guy, you make receivers.
Yeah, exactly what you said.
Great,
you said
right?
Window. Closing.
The window's open. If they got Josh Allen, the window's open.
Window never closes with that guy.
That's what it's supposed to be. And I think he's looking. Plus, also clearly him and Diggs, it was over. The relationship was over with, so they had to move on from it. But yeah, I mean, you got that guy.
Yeah, man.
You got one of those guys. You pay him, and you can still win.
Exactly. They might pay him again. Matter of fact.
Yeah.
So good for him, man.
They should keep paying.
Good for him. Good for him.
They never had a situation like Jerry Jones on this show before. I guess it's just because we only ask great questions.
I'm just telling you right now. Jerry broke it. Yeah, and you can tell after the game. This was man's birthday.
You can tell before the season.
The 81st birthday. I bet they had a big old soiree plan for Jerry and everything like that.
He canceled it.
And they canceled it. You know what? I don't want to do it anymore, Steven.
I don't even want to have a party.
I don't want to have a party.
We heard the caterers are already here. I don't care.
But I mean, he got big ones like that. So, yeah.
When he was doing his nonsense about, what was he saying? Like, everybody's all in or whatever.
Yeah,
don't
I'm
worry
all
about
in and everything like that.
He was broken then.
He was broken, man.
He was broken.
But
then.
The thing about it was, it's the frustrating thing about Jerry is, you know, at least he always had a good team. You know, they've been good.
Yeah, they have been good.
Yeah, they're not good.
Not right now.
They're not a good football team, and it's personnel-wise. They just don't have the horses, man. And so, yeah, I mean, the guy, it seemed like it was a reasonable question.
I didn't hear it.
It seemed like it was a reasonable question.
I didn't hear it.
I heard it this morning, and though Jerry told him, shut the hell up. I'll find somebody else to answer these questions.
Do we have
And I ain't kidding.
By any chance? Do we have that audio by any chance? No, okay. We'll get it later in the show.
Yeah,
that's fine.
There's one, man.
Yeah, he told him. I don't know what he asked him. I don't know what you would have to ask someone for it to be a reasonable response for them to say, I'm going to get you fired for
basically
this.
Basically what he said.
But, like, if it was just like, hey, like, what's going on with the team or something like that?
Yeah.
You going to make any in-season changes? Or I think that's all pretty reasonable. Jerry said he's going to fire his ass.
Jerry said, I'm going to fire your ass. Get your ass up out of here. I can get anybody to ask me these questions.
Yeah.
Damn, Jerry.
Man, good for you guys.
Man, Jerry, old as hell. Older orny now, man. So.
New goal. Job threatened by team owner on air. That's the new one.
You think they got a rating spike?
Yeah, absolutely. But not for like, I don't want to do it for like a salacious thing. You know what I mean? I don't want to bait someone into it. Just like ask too good of a question and have someone be like, I'm going to have your ass for that. I'll have your ass for this bunker. That'd be amazing. Oh, that'd be so great. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Ooh, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
Yeah, that wouldn't go over well with me. For him to say something like, I would be fired. Yeah, definitely. I would be. But I ain't going to let Jerry just go and talk to me like he crazy. Like, no. I told you about that, man. Old folk think they can say anything they want.
Sure do. Especially when they have $10 billion.
Yeah, pretty much.
They really think they can just say whatever they want. All right, we'll come back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a Tuesday morning. Sports Radio 92.9.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
The game.
Yeah, it was great, man. He went out there and got a couple stops, held him a couple three-point plays. I mean, you know, three-point drives there and really giving us a chance to get rolling on offense, allowing us to run the football, you know, getting the ball back a couple particular times there with A.J. getting his first pick in a long time, having Clark go out there and get his first pick and end the game and to seal that deal, I think is really big for all of us, right? It's all growing moments, and then obviously we'll talk about how do we get our pass rush better and all those things, and we'll do those things. And you got a chance to keep working at those things while you're winning, and that's always a good thing to want to do.
Yep.
No doubt. That is the A1 bottom line.
Yep.
Is when you win, it's a lot more fun to talk about the stuff that needs to get fixed. They also won by 18.
Right.
And it could have been 25 if Clark would have taken that thing into the house. So, I mean, they pretty well steamrolled the Panthers, especially in the second half, and that's what he was talking about. Defense was able to get some stops early in the half, able to get some turnovers late in the half. And the offense kept it rolling, and they outscored him 16-3 in the second half of that ball game. So, awesome. Awesome win. Three in a row. Now you get a chance to figure out how you're going to attack Seattle. And, look, we all know what the number one thing we'd I don't know if it's the number one thing for everybody, but it's certainly for me. Try to generate a little bit of pass rush.
Yeah.
And make the quarterback uncomfortable.
What would be more than that, though? That's what I'm saying. That's got to be number one priority. What's above that?
I don't know. I don't know what the other one would be.
That's got to be number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be number
stopping
one.
The run.
Okay, that's number two.
That's number two, yeah.
And both of them involve the same group.
Yeah.
The defensive line.
Yeah.
Hell
front
yeah.
Seven in general,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, is there any other reasonable critique that could be number one on the list?
No.
Beyond, no.
No,
because everything else that you had, like maybe a different week there might have been something else, but through six games, all the other stuff you were worried about, whether it was who's healthy, who's getting involved, run, pass, balance, whatever. It's kind of all figured itself out, which is great.
Yeah.
Except for that one thing that is not.
Yeah.
But Seahawks have a really bad offensive line.
They do.
Geno's a little sneaky, though. Geno will keep a play alive and move around in the pocket.
You know who has had a bad offensive line? Carolina Panthers.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think we just underestimated
them. Yeah, the Carolina Panthers?
No, I think those guys are all really good.
Oh, okay. All right, no problem. Man, whatever.
Yeah.
They got to get it fixed quick, fast, and in a hurry. Like you said, they're going against a team that if you get Geno time with the guys that he has on the outside,
he'll throw 400 yards.
He'll throw 40 yards on you, man. It'll be a bit of a problem. And so, but like Rod said, and we mentioned it yesterday, I mean, being able to win, even though you know you got to fix some stuff, fix some major stuff at that, because the pass rush is a major issue.
Oh, it is.
And, but as long as you're winning in spite of it, then it's always good, to, like you said, to talk about it from a standpoint is you got to always keep that faith there, but it's going to get fixed. You know what I mean? Like, I know it ain't working out, but we're going to get it fixed. We're working towards it. Guys working hard and all those different things. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
I'm not optimistic
not
that
at all.
The guys that are here, the way that they're using them right now is going to work. We talked a little bit about maybe a little bit more blitzing yesterday. Maybe. I don't know if that's a solution. The Raiders are trading people.
Yep.
Because they traded Davante Adams this morning.
They damn sure did.
I mean,
yep.
What do they need Max Crosby for?
There's no reason to have
him. No reason. They don't need that guy.
What they want to do right now is that they want to – they're looking to get assets so they can move up and get a quarterback.
Yeah.
In next year's draft.
Yeah, that's right.
The Raiders, they're done for the year.
It's over.
It's over.
It's over. They know it's over. It's over. You don't trade Davante Adams if it's not over.
Yes,
you don't make a quarterback change in week five if it's not over. It's over. They're bad. They might fire their coach. They're going to be planning for the future, which is asset accumulation, like you said.
To get a quarterback.
And be bad, like trying to lose.
Yep.
Like, honestly, they're trying to lose.
And get them a quarterback at whatever they got to do to get them a quarterback.
Hey, that Vegas trip just got more fun.
Hell yeah.
They're going to beat the hell out of the Raiders when they go out there.
They're going to beat the hell out of it. And that place, Circa, is awesome.
Yeah.
It is. Ooh. It's cool. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, I know we are.
We're going to have a good day.
I'm sure Circa is incredibly cool, and I can't wait to be there.
I've seen it. I saw it. We went by there last time we were in Vegas. I went by there, not realizing that was the place that we're going to be.
Okay.
Oh, it's freaking awesome, dude.
That's great.
Yeah, man.
All right, let me let people know. By
have a good time.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, we're headed out to the Falcons-Raiders Monday Night Football game in December. We would love it if you could be a part of it. Head over to circa.com. Let me get the exact. Hang on. Come on, Bunk. Be ready. Here we go. circalasvegas.com/Atlanta-all-in. That's the website. That's where you get all the information about coming to Vegas with me and Randy to watch the Falcons beat the hell out of the Raiders on Monday Night Football in December. Who knows who's going to be on the team at that point? Also, Hassan Reddick.
Yes.
I guess the Jets gave him a little bit of a timeline to find a trade.
Just sit up there. Just send Drew up there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Get it fixed.
You don't want him. He don't want you. Let him go somewhere then. All right, Drew. Fine. Appreciate all of the help you got with your clients. Come on. Come to Atlanta.
Come on down.
He better, and I'm talking about Hassan Reddick, he has to be smart how he plays this. Because he ain't getting no extension from no new damn team.
No, not at this point.
Not at this point.
No, that bridge is
that bridge
burning.
Is gone, bro. Yeah. No, you got to come in here and play.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Just like Judon said, I ain't earned nothing yet.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he's got to kind of adopt the Matt Judon mentality.
Yeah, I'm not giving you no long-term extension.
If they were able to get Judon to do it, maybe they could get Reddick to do it.
I don't know, but no, they need to call.
Call
Derek, what's his name? Call Joe Douglas.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say call Drew.
Yeah, call Drew.
call Drew.
Call Drew because he's given Drew the permission to seek this trade. So call Drew, see what's going on, see what's what.
These are my solutions for the Falcons pass rush.
What do you give up for? Because you gave up. What did you give up to get Judon?
God, I don't even remember, honestly.
Okay.
At this point. We can look it up, but I don't remember. It wasn't anything crazy.
It wasn't anything crazy.
No.
That's what I'm looking at. Is this something going to be crazy to try and get him?
Not at this point.
I don't think
not for him.
Either.
Now, Crosby's different. They're going to try to get a crazy return for Crosby in Vegas.
Yes.
But maybe as time goes, you get closer to the deadline and there isn't a market for it. I don't really know. Somebody's going to trade for him.
Yeah.
Like whether it's the Lions now that Hutchinson out, or maybe it'll be the Falcons because they don't have a pass rush. But somebody, I would be surprised if Crosby doesn't get moved from there. And then, like we said, with Reddick, too. All right. Let's hear from Kirby Smart talking about Texas.
They're the complete package on defense. They're really consistent. Like, there's not, like, they don't give up explosives. They're really good in the red area. They hard to run the ball on. I mean, the consistency you watch them play with, it reminds me of, you know, some of our better teams here, our best teams here. I'm like, man, they're good on D, they're good on O, they're good on special teams, and they're playing at a high level.
Yeah, man, Texas is the real deal.
Yes.
They're the real deal, even though they haven't been tested. But like Kirby said, how many times was Georgia tested there?
Who's their biggest test thus far? Because Michigan's not very good, and Oklahoma's not very good.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they haven't been tested. And so, I mean, you got a team like Georgia coming in, and I thought, you know, listening to some of the Kirby clips, talk about, you know, just want to see his team play a complete game, their best game of the year. Georgia can play their best game of the year and still lose to Texas. That's how good Texas is. Mm-hmm. That's how good they are. And then, obviously, you're going down there, and, you know, it's going to be – I think it's going to be a fun game. I think Georgia's going to – I hate saying – I hate putting something out there and not knowing how they're going to play, because I can say I expect them to play well coming off of what they did last week. I can say, well, I don't know. I honestly don't know with this team. Said it yesterday, the most frustrating team he's had in a while for me.
Yeah.
And it's because of that, you know, just not that urgency, that on-the-gas type mentality
yeah.
that they usually have.
It's the hardest team to kind of predict what their performance yeah. is going to look like.
Right.
Of any of the good Kirby teams that they've had so far, because the thing that you could always rely on the last couple years was, well, all right, they might have a little bit of a sleepwalk against an inferior opponent,
right.
but when it's time to go,
they're
going to be – well, they were down 28-0 to Alabama,
yes.
so they weren't ready to go.
Yeah.
They got punched in the mouth in that game and took them a really long time to respond. Now, they responded,
which
is
like
a credit to them,
yeah.
and they damn near won that game, which is great. But, yeah, I mean, that's why it's so hard. This is the 12th time in the Kirby era that they've been an underdog. It's the first time in 50 games that they've been an underdog. Mm-hmm. Last time they were an underdog was to Clemson in that season opener a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. They won that game.
Right.
Five of those games were in the first year, so throw those out.
Right.
So really it's only the seventh time mm-hmm. under like the Kirby Smart Georgia Bulldogs mm-hmm. that they've been an underdog. And I think they're 3-4 in those games,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, there's always that. I remember when the Alabama Saban teams would be underdogs, like, yeah, well, their record when they're underdogs. They don't have that. Now,
no.
they haven't been underdogs,
a lot.
But when they are, it's not like a great, like, motivator.
When
it hasn't
I know
been yet.
Alabama. Who else?
I don't know. I don't have the list, unfortunately.
Who else would
have been the article that I read
I know that
left some details.
They had
out.
To because I know they weren't an underdog to Michigan.
No, they haven't been an underdog at all since that Clemson game.
Oh, since that Clemson.
That's
since
the last
Clemson
time
game.
They
I'm
were
sorry.
Underdog.
Okay, I got you. Okay, thank you.
And then, okay, so that's one, right?
Yes.
This is two.
Yes.
There's five other games between that Clemson game
uh-huh.
and the start of 2017.
I got you. Okay.
Maybe one of the games, maybe that national championship game against Alabama.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway.
Anyway, okay. But
probably a couple times in the COVID year.
Yeah.
I bet they were underdogs that
probably.
Year a couple times.
I saw this stat that Roddy just retweeted. Like I said, that Carson Beck has 197 yards of drops.
Yeah, second most in the
second
country.
Second most in the country, which is baffling,
yeah.
but it's not because if you watch the game,
yeah.
you see it.
It's not surprising
yeah.
at all.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, oh, yeah, that, makes,
yeah,
that checks.
Yeah,
and the other thing about those 197 yards worth of drops is how many of them are like early, big, like
mm-hmm.
kind of momentum shifting
right.
drops? Because I bet 150 of them are.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I also know who dropped them.
Yeah. But they, I mean,
who accounted for all those 197?
There are plays out there to be made. But
number
yeah, this
11.
Is going to be one of those. This is a challenge. This is going to be Georgia. They're going to have their best game because if you get behind, I don't know if you can come back like you did against them. Because they do have all three phases. They are really damn good football team with athletes galore.
Yeah, their with front seven is
yes.
is wild.
Yes,
I think you can pass on them.
We said this yesterday. I think you're right
no,
there.
No one's really done
but
it, but
done
I think
it.
You can.
But again, I keep going back to it. Nobody, they ain't played this
they
team.
Played
this they ain't played this
no.
team coming down there at Halston.
Who's the best quarterback they've played? I mean, obviously not Oklahoma.
No.
Michigan doesn't have a quarterback.
No.
Mississippi State, maybe. Van Buren.
He was awful in that game.
He was terrible in that
yes.
game. I mean, so Louisiana, Monroe, UTSA, and Colorado State, you can't really. So they haven't really played a quarterback yet.
Right.
So
we'll see.
We'll
see how it goes. We've got plenty of time.
Hey, this came out this morning. The Georgia Tech game next year.
Yes.
The 2025 game next year will be played at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Now, that's a home game for Tech.
Right.
Tech's doing that. As a home game to start renovations on Bobby Dodd.
Mm-hmm.
They're
going to
get a nice little check out of that,
mm-hmm.
which is NIL and renovation money and all that kind of stuff. So good little money move by Tech to
yeah.
move that
oh,
game.
Oh, yeah. No doubt
Mercedes
about it. No doubt about it. And, you know, I spent all damn day yesterday trying to explain to my 11-year-old boy why Notre Dame is playing Georgia Tech at Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah.
Still don't know. Now I can
well,
tell.
Well, yeah, you
now,
know.
Yeah, no. Now I can have the ground rules for this one. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like,
I just think this is an oversimplification, but like
yeah.
anytime I don't have an immediate explanation for why something's happening
money.
In college football, it's got to be money.
Money, got to be money.
And then you're always right.
Yeah,
it
money,
always is.
Money, 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 money.
Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
Why is?
Yeah, me trying to explain.
Why is Cal in the ACC? Oh yeah, money.
Money. Yeah.
That's
I mean,
right.
trying to explain that yesterday. But it don't matter where we go. We're gonna put flits in their ass. No matter what we play. No matter where we play Georgia Tech at. Yeah, you can talk about all that newness and everything and how we struggling. We going to beat them.
Hey, we gonna beat big them. Game. Big game for them on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. Notre Dame has kind of figured it out since that bad loss that they had.
Notre Dame better watch out.
But yeah.
Watch out coming up in Atlanta.
Tech wins that game. They're 6-2. They're definitely ranked again.
Oh, no doubt about it, man. Tech has Notre Dame lost their best corner this past game. He's going to be out for a while.
How's Haynes King?
I saw it yesterday. He said day-to-day.
Okay.
That's the one.
That's the
they'll deal. See how that's going. I saw Coach Keith has a statement says that he's day-to-day.
Okay.
If he plays with their banged-up secondary by Notre Dame, watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Shoot out.
Yeah, watch out. Watch out.
Notre Dame's been putting up points.
Yes. And then, Tech's defense,
yeah.
But, I mean – Watch out, Notre Dame.
Love it.
Them Jackets might stack up and stang you. might stang the leprechaun.
You know leprechauns are allergic to bee stings.
Everybody knows that.
100%.
Everybody knows
they
that.
They swell up.
Yeah.
You got to get an EpiPen out. Hopefully you have one.
Yeah. Yeah, EpiPen. Oh, the thing you
got a little jab.
Yeah, dog.
I had to give a kid an EpiPen one time.
Really?
Yeah, when I was a counselor. At soccer camp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Little kid got stung by a bee. Now, luckily, his parents were on it. They were like, hey, he's allergic.
Right.
If he gets stung by a bee, he's got an EpiPen in his bag. Stung by a bee. He starts, ran, got it, pow.
You saved the kid's life?
One, just the first of many times,
wow,
Randy.
Wow, man. You're awesome.
Just out there helping the people.
Even children and everything.
It was terrifying. I was like, oh, my God, this kid's going to die.
I bet.
This kid's definitely going to die.
I mean, I bet.
You just pop him with the EpiPen, and he was good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta have a steady hand.
You gotta be cool under pressure.
Yeah, man.
You're gonna be camp counselor at Skyhawk soccer camps in the summer. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti's gonna join us. We'll get his thoughts on that great Penn State win on Saturday. I guarantee he was the most surprised person in the country that they hung on to win that game. Also, the Hawks played a preseason game last night. Get his thoughts on what he's seen from Zach Risacher so far. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into all of the news from, was that week six in the books with the Monday Night Football game last night? Big trade we found out about this morning. We'll get back into the Falcons.
And an old man meltdown.
Yeah, we had an old man meltdown. We'll get the audio of that for NFL no huddle so you can hear Jerry Jones threatening people's jobs. This is an interesting person to ask about this. Let's get Mike Conti in here, as we always do at this time on Tuesdays. Have you seen or heard what Jerry Jones did this morning?
I have not heard the actual audio.
That's okay.
I've heard about
That's enough just to know that
it's pretty funny.
He was asked a question and then basically threatened their jobs. Most awkward situation that you've heard or maybe even been in an interview with a coach or an owner or anything like that?
Oh, boy. I mean, I could go back to when I was in college, and I thought it was Mr. Tough Guy asking Joe Paterno some tough questions, and that did not go well for me at all in the confines of that press room. Because I used to think, like, as a 19, 20-year-old kid, and Penn State was not very good when I was in college. They had losing seasons, I think, 3 of the 4 years I was in school. So, when I was covering the team for the commercial radio station in town, I'd go into those Joe Paterno press luncheons every Tuesday, like loaded for bear. I'm going to ask this man tough questions because he deserves to be held to the fire.
Yeah.
No one else in the press corps will do that.
Right.
And what I quickly realized was no one in the press corps was going to have my back as some 19-year-old kid. So a lot of embarrassing moments there. But fortunately, I can look back on that, just kind of cringe and... be glad that that's in my rear view mirror. I did it. I asked a horrendous question at a women's Final Four 1 year. I think I was 19 years old. I was covering a women's Final Four game. And that was back when you had, I think they still do this, open locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I went up to one player. I'm like, how disgusted were you with your performance tonight?
Ooh.
Oh, just horrible.
Ugh.
Horrible.
Yeah, Mike, you might have got
some tough
to you.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
I had to go to the locker room and apologize. And fortunately, the player was really cool about it.
Yeah, that's
really
that
cool.
Makes the difference.
Yeah, well, thank God.
Because you would have to the wrong person.
How disgusted.
Because
obviously you're disgusted, but how disgusted are you?
Granted, I have learned a lot since those days. I just look back and absolutely cringe, and I'm horrified that I was that person. But we evolved.
That's how you learn.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. Hey, let me ask you about this, because obviously you were watching it as closely as anybody. I'll ask it kind of how you did. How surprised were you that Penn State actually won that football game on Saturday?
You mean the game they should have tricked before they realized at halftime that they weren't in Columbus or Ann Arbor?
Yes, that game, Mike. I was waiting for the hot sauce. Coach Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce was getting called out early because all he wanted to do all week was complain because the runway at the State College Airport's not long enough to get a plane fully loaded off the ground to L.A. and then... It was a competitive disadvantage. It's like, come on, man, you're already working on your excuse and it's Wednesday. No, here's the thing. In all seriousness, the one thing that Penn State has been very good at, even under Hot Sauce, is that they do not really trick road games unless it's at Michigan or Ohio State.
Right.
He's been really good at Wisconsin. He's been really good at Iowa, other than one year when Penn State was laughably overranked. They were, I think, number three going into October when their preseason ranking was way out of joint. They ended up 7-7 that year. He's been good at Rutgers. But don't laugh. That's a tough game. Good at Maryland because those are tough regional rivalries. He's been good at Pitt. So I wasn't necessarily surprised that they won on the road. I was very impressed with the way they did it. And I think two things. Drew Aller is getting better every week, which is a great sign for the quarterback. Really, Randy has been talking about Tyler Warren, number 44, all week.
Dude.
What a beast.
Yes.
I mean, very reminiscent of Brock Bowers. And no disrespect to the Georgia fans out there. I thought Brock Bowers is the best to ever play that position. No disrespect, Randy. You were very good, too. but now I'm thinking Tyler Warren is entering that conversation. So very pleased, not surprised, very pleased. They're still going to lose to Ohio, but if they're 11-1 with that one loss, they're going to the playoff, and that's cool with me.
Hey, Mike, we had another preseason game for the Hawks last night.
Yeah.
What is, because you have a better basketball idea. I'm sitting there watching it. I'm getting Jalen Johnson and Richie Shea confused last night. I'm like, who are
they? You know? They have similar haircuts.
Yeah,
and playing the same position.
How's your impression of the kid been so far?
Oh, I'm better. I'm really impressed to the point where I need to temper my enthusiasm just a little bit. I don't want to put this guy in a bad position where, you know, two preseason games into it, I'm making comments that could suggest that he could be something way more than what he could realistically be this year. But I like this guy a lot. I think there's a fluidity.
I think Stake, that's the biggest thing. The athleticism. He's more athletic than I thought he would be.
Stake had a good word. He's a very graceful player. Like, there's just a fluidity. He does not look uncomfortable. He doesn't look uncomfortable going to the rim or challenging guys at the rim. He moves very, very well. He's got a good basketball IQ. You didn't see him make mistakes last night in a game where the Hawks had 20 turnovers and shot under 40%. Reza Shea was not the guy making mistakes. Very, very impressed with him two games in. We'll be curious to see where we go from here. I really liked, even though it ended up being a minus group, I really liked the rotation at the beginning of the second half with DeAndre Hunter out of the game, where it was Trey, Daniels, Reza Shea at the three, Johnson and Capella. I might want to see that a little bit more. And I know it was a minus rotation last night, preseason game. That could be very, very interesting going forward, especially I don't know why DeAndre Hunter vanished at halftime. I don't know if he got hurt. I don't know if anything was really reported on that afterwards. But to me, I just feel like on the current trajectory, Reza Shea is going to be starting for this team at some point, maybe sooner rather than later.
And hopefully sooner. Like, because no disrespect to DeAndre Hunter, but he had the best year of his career last year coming off the bench. Like, it seemed like that was a role
it's
that
a good spot for him.
It was better for him. He didn't have to go out there and try to guard on the perimeter, the best player that they have out there. They've gone out and got a guy that can do that in Dyson Daniels. It seems to me like either Bogey or Reza Shea should probably be in that spot to start the game.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they're doing this in preseason just because guys are different levels of health and fitness and stuff like that. But, yeah, I love hearing you say that because that's what I want. Like, the sooner you get that guy in the starting lineup, and I'm all for it opening night, the better, in my opinion.
Yeah, and then you start to daydream a little bit. Like, your second unit could be Bufkin with Bogdanovich and Hunter in your backcourt. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, that's robust. You know, is it Boston? Is it New York? No. But it's, I think, going to give you a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
So I think, look, I know they lost last night. I don't care about the scores of preseason games. Just keep everyone healthy. And does everyone look solid? You know, has anyone regressed visibly? And I haven't seen that. So far, so good as far as I'm concerned. They have two preseason games left. One sounds like it'll be a full dress rehearsal. One sounds like it'll be, you know, mainly the backups. No radio tomorrow, by the way. Just want to make that clear. No radio tomorrow, but we will be back on the radio Thursday for the last one in OKC.
Mike, what's the biggest – I mean, obviously money is whatever, but this Tech Georgia game that's getting moved next year. How long has that been in the works, you think?
They did a great job of keeping this a secret.
Okay.
First I heard about it was yesterday. I don't know how long this has been in the works, but when you put the pieces together, it makes a lot of sense with what Georgia Tech is trying to do with their stadium. You know, they're doing a pretty extensive renovation. They need to fund it. It's my understanding, the way this was described to me yesterday, is some of this money can go into the NIL pot.
Okay.
Georgia Tech's going to get, according to what Jay Batt put out today, a $10 million guarantee. If your stadium is being renovated and this allows you to put more fans into the game and you get $10 million on top of it that you can go and spend to make your program better, I understand some of the angst from Georgia Tech fans, but let's be a little bit realistic about what those crowds have looked like at Bobby Dodd Stadium in the last couple years. I'm sorry. I mean, just calling it objectively, there have been a ton of Georgia fans that have bought Georgia Tech tickets to attend that game at Bobby Dodd Stadium.
Yeah.
So now, for a one-off, you can go to a bigger stadium, sell more tickets, get a $10 million guarantee that you can use to make your program better. And, yeah, there are going to be a lot of Georgia fans there, but you would have had that anyway at your own place. I think it's a win for Georgia Tech. I think it's a very slick piece of business by Jay Batt. It's very clearly going to be a one-off. I don't think there are really any losers. Honestly, the winners are people like me who kind of look at this neutrally. I'm not a, you know, a Georgia fan or a Georgia Tech fan. There's only one college I love, which is the one I went to. You know, for a neutral like me, I think this is great. I think it puts a big game on a big stage. I think that's really cool.
Plus, I mean, it's not any harder to go. Like, I don't know how the ticket pricing is going to go, but it's miles away from...
And it's my understanding Georgia Tech season ticket holders get first crack.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, the end zones will be painted Georgia Tech. You know, Ryan Cameron's their PA announcer. Sure, Ryan will probably be on the PA. The Georgia Tech band will have the best band position, I guess, if that is such a thing. It's not a neutral site game. This is not the Chick-fil-A kickoff game. This is a Georgia Tech home game, just as their game against Notre Dame will be a Georgia Tech home game in Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And by the way, there'll be a lot of Notre Dame fans there, too.
Those guys travel.
Yeah.
At least their colors are similar, so maybe you could lie. You'd be like, I don't know, they're wearing gold.
There's a big controversy on my timeline right now about whether or not the Redcoat Marching Band will be allowed to be at that game next year.
Now, why would they not be?
Well, I thought, and I have a band parent in my timeline correcting me on this, I thought the Redcoat Marching Band went to all games. And that was an SEC thing.
I thought so too.
The SEC, you travel your band to everything.
I thought so too.
I thought so too.
Yeah. Like when Auburn came to Penn State a couple years, the Auburn band was there. And it was great.
Right.
Great.
I thought it was.
So I assume the Redcoat Marching Band will be there because that's just how they roll in the SEC. But
is that not a thing? Or
There is a intense debate going on. If you want to jump in, at MikeConti929. It's going on in my timeline.
One of the fun things about Twitter is you never know what intense debate is going to happen on a given day.
I certainly did not think today I'd be seeing a marching band debate on my timeline.
Like a minor debate at the end of the Falcons game the other day about, like, I just think it would have been cool if he would have scored a touchdown.
Go score a touchdown,
Clark. You were a bad teammate. And I was like, I guess.
Go score a touchdown. Everybody had on a white jersey would have ran that damn end zone and hugged, jumped, danced with him.
I would have had absolutely no problem.
I wouldn't have thought twice about it.
What I would have a problem with is if they were in a victory formation and they faked and scored like the Saints did last year.
Yeah.
I would have had an issue with that. Two completely different
situations. Mike, thank you.
Go, man.
We appreciate it. Go score your touchdown. Hey, this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Devontae Adams is going to be a Jet, to the surprise of no one. And Jerry Jones is so mad he's taking it out on sports radio hosts. So there you have it. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Do you think we regret that?
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.